The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The New York Times released their financial results for 2020. They made $36 million in podcast ad revenue, up $7 million. Total ad revenue for the business, though, declined by 20%. Those numbers should increase. This year, the New York Times can sell advertising in This American Life, as we reported last August. Meanwhile, Michael Barbaro has written to WAMU, a radio station that takes the radio version of The Daily, with a number of action points and apologies for some of the company's and his actions around Caliphate. Other media outlets are reporting more data on Spotify's latest results. Spotify credits podcast popularity for 24% growth in subscribers, is The Guardian's take. Last month, Citi said that Spotify's podcast plan wasn't working. Google Podcasts is getting a little tweak in its playback screen, reports Audio Evolution. Lantiga Williams is launching a weekly newsletter called Podcasting Seriously, a learning platform for the podcast industry. Fresh Air on NPR covered the uncertain future of podcasts covering Donald Trump. Well, that's a shame. The reporter was Nick Kwa. Nielsen's podcast buying power service, which matches podcast listeners with their buying habits, has three new subscribers: Active International, Ad Results Media, and Oxford Road. And what's Joe Budden doing? He's supposed to have moved his podcast to Patreon, but we're still seeing him hosting with Libsyn. And in podcast news from the CBC, The Secret Life of Canada, the country you know, the stories you don't. It's the history podcast about the terrible, hilarious, dirty and wonderful history of Canada. And we thank the CBC for their support this month. And first reported in Pod News in May 2019, Bill Clinton has finally got around to launching Why Am I Telling You This?, his new podcast with iHeartMedia. The Hollywood Reporter says his first interview is with a jazz player, because of course it is. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.